Are those my genes? I mean, the ones in your pipette as you do more genetic studies. Biotech companies were madly patenting many, many bits of the human genome. Say what? Yes, those 3 billion base pairs and 30,000 or so genes were being sliced and diced into intellectual property. By the early 2000s, an estimated 20% of the human genome was patented. Then, in 2009, Chris Hansen took the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn overly broad patenting. This saved lives. Genetic tests for breast and ovarian cancers that had reached the cost of tens of thousands of dollars now became more available, both at lower cost and avoiding denial of testing by physicians who feared lawsuits. Okay, there is a lot of tough, expensive work in creating such tests, but we must remember that the very basis of genetic tests is the Human Genome Project, for which you and I, as taxpayers, put out $3 billion. The lawsuit to break the patents looked hopeless, but there were some fortuitous happenings. Herman Yue was an intern for a federal judge at the time the case came up. Yue has a PhD in molecular biology and provided critical structuring of the legal brief. Now, final gene sequences put together in the cell can be patented, but not the unprocessed sequences in DNA. As Calvin of Calvin and Hobbes said, a good compromise leaves everybody mad. But I'd say not as broke. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.